This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'll get started when five people say salam and where they're from. It's really cold here, but it's not that cold. This is my right hand. This is my right hand. This is my left hand. So when you guys see me drinking, if I want to drink it, if you guys see me drinking with my left hand, it's actually my right hand, and I have to do it for the sake of Allah, even if it seems like I'm not drinking. So five people say salam where you're from, and we'll get started, inshallah, bismillah. Five people say salam where you're from, and we'll get started. I rented this Jeep, and it's so cool. So I wanted to show you guys the Jeep too. Rugged terrain. Hey Don, how are you doing? Five people say salam. Yes, Abdul Basit in Malaysia. Alaikum assalam. Amani in Baton Rouge. Ruqayya, from Somalia or in Somalia? Those are two different things. Because if you're in Somalia, that would be really cool if you're tuning in from Somalia. We're gonna need a bigger dua. I'm excited to share this with you guys, but I need two more people to say salam where you're from. And then I will start. This is my right hand. Hamza from Zurich, Switzerland. Wa alaikum assalam. Hamza in Switzerland. Switzerland's a very beautiful place, mashallah, but not as beautiful as Canada. Aqib, alaikum assalam. All right, we'll get started. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ma wala amma ba'd. So I was in the store. You know what's really funny? Canada has legalized cannabis. And I was just starting this, and I can smell cannabis. Somebody in this park is smoking cannabis, and I'm smoking it with them right now. Like, who's doing this? Somebody is smoking cannabis. Anyways, that's a side point. Okay, so I was in this store, and I was looking at hats, and there's funny hats and cool hats, New York Yankees, LA, that kind of stuff. And one of the hats said, we're gonna need a bigger boat. We're going to need a bigger boat. It would be interesting if you guys know where that quote is from. Can you tell me just really quickly in the comments, we're going to need a bigger boat. Just say yes or no. Do you know where that quote is from? I'll give you a few seconds for that. I'll count down five for you to type whether you know where that quote is from. There's a hat that I saw that said, we're going to need a bigger boat. I'm gonna tell you where it's from, but let me know ahead of time if you know or not. So in the comments, do you know where that quote is from? We're going to need a bigger boat. I'll give you 5 seconds for that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Kausar says she doesn't know where that quote is from. We're going to need a bigger boat. Anybody else? The comments are a little bit slow in coming up, but Amani says no. We'll get the first five people. Sonia says no, we're going to need a bigger boat. Ala says nope, we need a brother. Does a brother know? Hema'id says Jaws, yes. Bilqi says nope. So out of five people, four people don't know. So let's say 9 out of 10 people on this page don't know what that quote is from. We're going to need a bigger boat. Okay, so here's where it's from. When in the movie Jaws, some of you guys got it right. In the movie Jaws, I think that was like in the late 70s or something, where the first Jaws movie came out. Jaws, for those, if you don't even know Jaws, then I can't help you. But Jaws is about a shark that goes around like biting people and so on. Jaws. So when they were filming, they kept the boat that they were using for filming on the water was a really small boat, and they were under like a small budget. So they kept telling the producer, "Hey, we're gonna need a bigger boat. We're gonna need a bigger boat." And then he's like, "Look, we don't got the budget for it. They're filming this movie." Yeah, Hema says it was 1975. So they were trying to film this movie on a small little boat, and they kept telling the producer, "We're gonna need a bigger boat." Every time a shot didn't work out, they tell the producer, "Dude, we're gonna need a bigger boat." So there's a scene in the movie. So I looked this up. Yeah, I didn't know where it was from as well. They kept saying this statement, "We're gonna need a bigger boat." It became a joke with them when they were filming it. That joke showed up in the movie. There's a scene where they're on the small boat. I don't know, the lifeguard or whoever that guy is. And Jaws swims right... Something's hanging on. Okay, I got it. Thanks, Rami. So Jaws in the movie swims past the boat, and it's a really quiet, like, and he sees how huge the shark is, and he backs up just really quietly into the boat, and then he tells his partner on the boat, "We're gonna need a bigger boat." They're gonna catch a shark. Okay, so that is the iconic scene from 1975 Jaws. "We're gonna need a bigger boat," and it's become like a catchphrase, you know, what, 35 years later. I'm telling you all of this stuff because I have made this like my slogan for the Visionary 2030 edition that's coming up, is that we're gonna need bigger Jaws. And looking at the decade ahead, and Kelser says you're gonna have to check out the scene. Okay, we're gonna need a bigger boat. When you look towards the upcoming decade, sometimes we have du'as that are, you know, and this is my experience in Ramadan. We design our du'as in Ramadan, dream du'as, and it's amazing. And then each Ramadan, there's this struggle to like, well, how do we make bigger du'as? How do we go to the next level? And now if you're talking about a decade, if you're looking about 10 years, what can you achieve in 10 years or 20 years? What can the power of du'a do for you? If you want to approach the upcoming 10 years, you're going to need bigger du'as. We're going to need bigger du'as. So that's my slogan for Visionary 2030. And everything that I'm going to be doing in the seminar is guiding you and teaching you, inshallah ta'ala, and designing du'as that are three times bigger than any du'as that you've made, inshallah ta'ala, so it can be powerful enough to lead you into the upcoming 10 years of your life, the upcoming 20 years, inshallah ta'ala. So that's my slogan. We're gonna need a bigger dog. So now you guys know the background. And that's it. So if anybody has a question or you just want to chill, and then Rami says, "Helwa." Thank you, Rami. This is my right hand. Sheikh Muhammad Faqih, after I did like other Facebook and I said it was my right hand, he then sent me a message. He said, "Brother, please drink with your right hand." If anybody has any questions or you just want to chill, ask some just fun stuff. For those who missed it, this Jeep is a brand new Jeep that the rental car place gave me, and I love it. It's like proper, like, go in the mountains, military style. No frills. I like it, so I put it in the video. Sonia says, yes, bigger du'as. And not only bigger du'as, because we always do visionary, they're always dream du'as, they're big. But now we're like, we're going to need a bigger du'a. And the shark in this analogy is the upcoming decade. It's huge and a lot can be done. We're going to be, we need a bigger du'a. Kausar says, will this be in Visionaire 2020? It's Visionaire 2030, and it's happening. Yes, it's happening like next week. Actually, no, it's happening like in 4 days, 5 days. This coming Wednesday is our first, is day one. Ruqayya says, it's good to see you live. Thank you, Ruqayya. Thank you for always sharing my stuff. Facebook's telling me that you share my stuff. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. All right. I came out here because I have some videos to record. And I said I'll do a Facebook Live before we get started, inshallah ta'ala. Shanila, great example. How will you frame bigger by an example? Great. Let me pin it for you, Shanila. Okay. So, let's suppose your dream dua is to meet somebody, okay? So your dream dua is, I don't know, who do you want to meet? who cares who you want to meet? Yeah, Maryam says, just following the World Economic Forum and Davos to notice that we need bigger duas. Absolutely, Maryam. So an example is, let's suppose you want to meet somebody, person X, whoever that person may be. You want to meet them, and instead of your dua being, hey, I want to meet this person, you might, to make it bigger, you might say, well, I don't want to just meet them, but I would like to, let's suppose they're a performer. I would like to perform on stage with them, okay? That's like one level making your dua bigger. What if you said, hey, I don't want to just perform with this person on stage. I would like to do a charitable project hand in hand alongside this dream person that I would like to meet. And so you'll see two steps up that your dua became bigger by, and that's just taking a typical example. A lot of us have this, oh, I wish I could meet so-and-so type of dua. And if that's the case, or just a regular wish. And that's an example of, hey, we're going to need a bigger dua. And then it comes to, you know, your community or your deen. You just don't want something to be like, hey, I just want to go for Hajj. And okay, that's it. And I went for Hajj and it was a miracle dua manifest. Alhamdulillah. How do you times that up? How do you build it up to the upcoming decade? So that's what we're going to be dealing with in Visionaire 2030, inshallah ta'ala. I mentioned times three. Take what you have now, times three. And then that's your first level of dua. Then times three is going to be your next level of dua. And then another times three, that's like times 27 at that point. And then that's going to be, we're going to need a bigger dua. And that's it. We're done. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Bye.